Hubbard left and then returned to ask the Screenies to look after his belongings. He went inside while the pet waited outside. Hawaii News Now reports Hubbard has 2 felony assault cases pending. He couldn't be reached for a comment on Thursday. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather right after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it is 23 degrees, and sunny. I'll have the top 5 teams, the point values from hour 14, and question 1 of hour 16 of Trivia 44 right after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Amber Motter from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
What's your team name?
Freshly Squeezed.
Freshly Squeezed. How did you get your team name?
Some of the core members of the team are Twin Peaks fans, and that is the name of a track from the Twin Peaks soundtrack.
Okay.
It's pretty random.
Oh, that's cool. Can you give me your best Porky Pig impersonation?
I can try. That's all, folks.
So you rub a lamp, and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
3,000 trivia points? Yeah.
All right. What's your team's slogan?
Right now, our this year's team motto is Legend of the Squeeze.
Legend of the Squeeze. Nice. What's your strategy for this year's contest?
Drink coffee, stay up as long as possible, and have fun.
What is the overall state of your team right now?
We are rocking it. We are all awake and all ready to play.
Wonderful. You have to form a basketball team to defeat the Monstars. Who do you put on your team?
How about the Oz, of course, Captain America, and Captain Crunch.
Why would you pick those?
I have no idea. Because I'm going on 2 hours of sleep right now.
What's the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
WWSP.
All right. For Trivia Focus, I'm Amber Motter. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Hey, thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs are available at pointagency.com or at 715-544-4665.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank, proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 15 is Goofy's Crew. To pick up your prize, bring a copy of your new Trivia Times with your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. The team standings as of Hour 14. In fifth place with 2,150 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In fourth place with 2,240 points is Tin Man. In third place with 2,310 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 2,335 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And in first place with 2,345 points is Dad's Computers 35 years of trivia. Here are the point values for the questions in hour 14. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. Once again, the point values for hour 14. Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 10 points. Question 4 is worth 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 10 points. Question 7 is worth 55 points. And question 8 is worth 10 points. And now for the first question of hour 16. Songwriting legends Holland, Dozer, and Holland hired a group of vocalists to form a singing group signed to the writer's newly created record label. The singing group released their first single, which went to the top 5 on the pop charts, and released 17 singles on that label. What is the name of this successful singing group? Once again, the first question for hour 16. Songwriting legends Holland, Dozer, and Holland hired a group of vocalists to form a singing group signed to the writer's newly created record label. The singing group released their first single, which went to the top 5 on the pop charts and released 17 singles on that label. What is the name of this successful singing group?
Middle of question 1 of hour 16. Songwriting legends Holland, Dozer, and Holland hired a group of vocalists to form a singing group signed to the writer's newly created record label. The singing group released their first single, which went to the top 5 on the pop charts and released 17 singles on that label. What is the name of this successful singing group?
On the road again, I'm on the road again, but I'm so have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son.
Phones down in the back, phones down. That is the end of question one of our 16. Songwriting legends Holland, Dozer, and Holland hired a group of vocalists to form a singing group signed to the writer's newly created record label. The singing group released their first single, which went to the top 5 of the pop charts and released 17 singles on that label. What is the name of this successful singing group? The answer, Chairman of the Board. Once again, the answer to that question is Chairman of the Board. On to question two. In the television animated series based on The Wizard of Oz, Tin Man, who was named Rusty, is seen reading a local newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? Once again, question two of our 16. In the television animated series based on The Wizard of Oz, Tin Man, who is named Rusty, is seen reading a local newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? Good luck.
Thank you.
are in the middle of question two in the television animated series based on The Wizard of Oz. Tin Man, who played Rusty, is seen reading a local newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? That is the end of question two in the television animated series based on The Wizard of Oz. Tin Man, who was named Rusty, is seen reading a local newspaper. What is the name of that newspaper? The answer is Munchkin Gargoyle. Once again, the answer to that question is Munchkin Gargoyle. This is Trivia Stone Group B Clue number 4. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B Clue number 4. From where you picked up your stone stamp, go past the stop sign, the bell, and the multicolored birdhouse. Now turn right. Go past the arrow, the UW football player, and the windmill. Now turn left. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number 4. From where you picked up your stone stamp, go past the stop sign, the bell, and the multicolored birdhouse. Now turn right. Go past the arrow, the UW football player, and the windmill. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible from grants from the Noel Group, taking trivia to a career path. The Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper, featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition, Galaxy Comics, Games, and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point, Hoffman's Hobbies and Sports, season to season, year to year when it comes to sports, you'll find it here. And Cops Market in two locations, 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, and 1850 Plover Road in Plover. Now on to question 3 of Trivia 44. What is the brand name of product which claims on various product packages to be made with elfin magic? Once again, question 3. What is the brand name of product which claims on various product packages to be made with elfin magic?
That's a sin. It's not enough. You
We are in the middle of question three. What is the brand name of product which claims on various packages to be made with elfin magic?
Amelia, don't you know I have come a long, long way?
Down. That is the end of question three. What is the brand name of product which claims on various product packages to be made with elfin magic? The answer, Keebler. Once again, the answer to question three of hour 16 is Keebler. On to question four. What is the first and last name of the head of fictional Ahern Records? Once again, what is the first and last name of the head of fictional Ahern Records? Good luck, trivia players. middle of question four, what is the first and last name of the head of fictional Ahern Records? Phones down. That is the end of question four. What is the first and last name of the head of fictional Ahern Records? The answer to that, Jonathan Cox. Once again, the answer to question four is Jonathan Cox.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success-inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Hi, Dana. How are you doing?
Great.
Am I okay? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Okay. All right. I can't believe I said the word all right.
All right.
You know what? When a DJ says all right, you know what that means? They just
are not
ready to be on the air because they have nothing to say. But I have plenty to say. Holy moly's macabonies. Want to thank the people out back. There was one guy that was getting a little bit out of control answering the phones back there. I had to get out the yardstick and pull a Sister Hermes on him and just about whacked him over the knuckles because, you know, he's not one of those Catholic people. He doesn't know about how those knuckle whacks really hurt. From Skyward. Out back, we want to thank the people from Skyward for coming in and answering phones. Thank you very much. Thanks to Skyward for their support of the contest and the employees with their answering phones. And let's keep Skyward in Wisconsin. They don't care. They're all back there yakking away like a... Okay. Well, anyhow, that's so much for them. Also want to thank Pepsi-Cola. Can you hear them? Can you hear them back there? They're just like... It's like mice.
They're having a time.
Pepsi-Cola Bottlers of Wisconsin Rapids, 2430 Jefferson Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Cops Foods at 1500 Pinecrest Avenue, Stevens Point, 344-2290. Big Apple Bagels at 1600 American Drive, Plover, Wisconsin, 342-5704. And Cozy Kitchen at 1338 3rd Street. Downtown Stevens Point, 344-8620, and Cellcom on Division Street, 101 Division Street. They're at 344-3341, providing us with communication so that I can talk to myself without looking foolish. And with that, we'll get, you're loosened up, you're right, you're loosened up. I see you're smiling, and it looks like you're having a good time, which
second
is totally
cup
cool.
Of coffee.
Huh?
Second cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
Going
oh, good
on
for
the
you.
Third soon.
All right, good for you. Calm down, sister. All right. You have a good time.
Oh, thanks. Bye, Az. All right, we are on question 5 of hour 16. Animated bad guys, the Thunder Ghosts, were evildoers who scared the clouds into making it rain. What is the name of the super bad guy who controlled the Thunder Ghosts? Once again, question 5 of our 16. Animated bad guys, the Thunder Ghosts, were evildoers who scared the clouds into making it rain. What is the name of the super bad guy who controlled the Thunder Ghosts? Good luck. We are in the middle of question 5. Animated bad guys, the Thunder Ghosts, were evildoers who scared the clouds into making it rain. What is the name of the super bad guy who controlled the Thunder Ghosts? the back, phones down. That is the end of question five. Animated bad guys, the Thunder Ghosts, were evildoers who scared the clouds into making it rain. What is the name of the super bad guy who controlled the Thunder Ghosts? The answer, Prime Evil. Once again, the answer to that question is Prime Evil. It's time now for music question number one. Music question number one is snippets of 8 songs. You should use form number one included in the new Trivia Times to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90FM studios between 11 and 11:45 a.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Sherrill Tire and Service Online at SherrillTire.com and the Point Forward Physical Therapy Limited, moving you in the right direction. Located at 3217 John Jonas Drive, Suit D in Stevens Point, 715-254-3978. Here now is trivia music question number one. We are now on to question six. Of our 16, on the inner sleeve of an album, an extremely successful artist is described as a boring little musician who has risen to fame without the aid of payola, has only 4 chords, and is prone to getting fat at Christmas. What is the first and last name of this artist? Once again, on the inner sleeve of an album, an extremely successful artist is described as a boring little musician who has risen to fame without the aid of payola, has only 4 chords, and is prone to getting fat at Christmas. What is the first and last name of this artist? Good luck. Question 6 of our 16 of Trivia 44. On the inner sleeve of an album, an extremely successful artist is described as a boring little musician who has risen to fame without the aid of payola, has only 4 chords, and is prone to getting fat at Christmas. What is the first and last name of this artist?
Thank you.
the back, phones down. That is the end of question six. On the inner sleeve of an album, an extremely successful artist is described as a boring little musician who has risen to fame without the aid of payola, has only four chords, and is prone to getting fat at Christmas. What is the first and last name of this artist? The answer is Elton John. Once again, the answer to question six is Elton John. On to question seven. Home audience members who submitted questions which stumped the guests of this game show received an RCA television as a prize. What is the name of this game show? Once again, home audience members who submitted questions which stumped the guests of this game show received an RCA television as a prize. What is the name of this game show? Good luck. Question seven, home audience members who submitted questions which stumped the guests of this game show received an RCA television as a prize. What is the name of this game show?
Just one look, that's all it took, yeah. Just one look, that's all it took, yeah. Just one look, and I felt so high. Will be mine.
Phones down in the back. Phones down. That is the end of question seven. Home audience members who submitted questions which stumped the guests of this game show received an RCA television as a prize. What is the name of this game show? The answer? Let's Talk Hollywood. Once again, the answer to question seven is Let's Talk Hollywood. Now on to question eight of our 16. What is the name of the dog which was named Yuka Nuba's 2011 28-Day Challenge Champion? Once again, what is the name of the dog which was named Yuka Nuba's 2011 28-Day Challenge Champion? Good luck. Question 8 of hour 16. What is the name of the dog which was named Yuka Nuba's 2011 28-Day Challenge Champion?
Thank you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down. That is the end of question 8 of hour 16. What is the name of the dog which was named Yukonuba's 2011 28-day challenge champion? The answer to that question is Lucy. Once again, the answer to question number 8 is Lucy.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community.